Afternoon, Susan.
Hello.
Emma's expecting me?
Well, she didn't say.
Oh, well, I rang earlier.
Oh, well, you'd better come in, Ed.
Thanks. Yeah, I need to talk to her about something.
All right. Well, she's in her room, I think. I'll just give her a shout.
Hello, Ed.
Hiya.
No, I was just going to call you.
Well, I saw the car. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I haven't seen you for ages.
Yeah.
So where did you want to talk? I've just been tidying up my room.
Oh, look, why don't you use the lounge, eh? There's no one in there.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll bring you some coffee through, shall I, or tea?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
It's all right, Mum. Don't bother. If Ed wants anything, I'll get it.
Afternoon.
Ah, what are you doing here?
Looking for a guinea pig.
Ah, well now, Ian, you've come to the wrong place. You need a pet shop, not a lambing shed.
No, we've been experimenting with a few pastries. I thought you might like to try a few.
Just for market research purposes?
Yeah, and to make sure you eat more than one bag of crisps from morning to night.
Well, let me just give my hands a rinse then. Ugh. How was the lunchtime shift?
Yeah, busy. 60-odd covers.
You'll be quieter this evening, I expect.
Usually quiet Sunday evening.
Palm Sunday evening.
Is it? Well, I don't think that'll make much difference.
Mum took Rory to church to see the donkey.
That sounds like a great one.
Right, let's have them then.
Look, you see, I knew you wouldn't have had enough for lunch.
Stop fussing.
Right, okay. The idea is that it's kind of a Western samosa. There you go.
Thanks. Mmm. That's good. What's in it?
Roast winter vegetables. Well, it should be a bit warmer, really.
No, that's great.
Well, season's not quite right yet.
Tastes fine to me.
Well, have you thought any more about this summit meeting?
Oh, I've given up worrying. It'll just be Brian trying to soft soap us all.
Oh, you don't know that. Adam.
Sorry, I've just realised. That you, there. She's taking a very long time.
So he was having soup, you know, we do that soup and sandwich deal, but he said it was cold, so Otty picked it up to bung it in the microwave and it just slipped and went all over him.
Yeah.
So, Ed, you said you had something to tell me.
Yeah, it's not very easy.
Best just come right out with it then.
Okay, Oh, it's about Nick.
Nick? What, Wills?
Yeah, her. And George.
What about them?
I've seen her with him a couple of times and she's... Well, I don't think she's looking after him properly.
What do you mean?
I was sort of being rough with him.
What?
Well, it's like I saw him in the car park a couple of days ago, the multi-story, and she was really dragging him along, Em. He fell over.
Why did she have him? Where was Will?
I don't know. He's getting a ticket or something. Well, he said it was nothing.
You told him?
Yeah, he totally lost it. Said I was lying, trying to stir it. But it wasn't the first time.
What wasn't?
Well, I went in the shop, I don't know, a couple of weeks back, and she was like... Well, she was forcing George into his buggy.
Well, they do struggle. He can be quite strong.
Yeah, that's what Fallon said.
So did she think
well, that... She just thought it was like... Oh, kids, you know, but it looked so vicious. Especially in the shop. Like, she was really angry with him.
God.
And then I went round day before yesterday. Well, because Will had lost his rag, and I was really worried, and I wanted to try and get him to listen. Well, she'd locked George in his room.
She locked him in?
Well, she'd shut him in. I mean, he was on his own in there. He was in a real state. He wouldn't let me go.
Oh, poor baby.
Well, she said George had been fighting with Jake and she had to separate them. Why was it that George got banged
up? Because he isn't hers.
Yeah, exactly. And suppose she didn't just shut him in there. What else did she do to him? She's like that in the shop and like public places, with Will only just around the corner. What else is she doing?
Well, I thought he was getting funny about going over there. He used to love it, going to Daddy's, you know, but... Well, since she turned up, I thought it was me, because, well, it's no secret I don't like her. And I thought George was just picking it up.
Yeah.
And he's clingy when he comes back, too.
I'm really sorry to have landed this on you.
Oh, no, no.
Well, I couldn't ignore it, could
I? Oh, Ed, I know how you feel about George.
So, what are you going to do?
I'll have to talk to Will.
Yeah, he might listen to you.
He's dropping George back tonight. I'll speak to him then.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, well, you always lose a few. You're one of our oldest, actually. Think she'll be down the road soon. Oh, can I have another Western Samoa?
What, the rugby team?
Or if you can't manage that, I'll have one of those pastry things.
This is a meat one.
You know, the more I think of it, the less I see a future for me here, you know?
I thought you were getting that way.
Unless something miraculous happens on Wednesday, I can't see myself wanting to commit the next 20 years to home farm.
So?
So by the end of the week, I might be looking for another job. I've already seen a few ads.
Well, I mean, if that's what you got to do.
Yeah, but Ian, there's no guarantee it'll be around here.
Yeah, I know that.
And when you said before you'll move if I have to...
I mean it.
You love your job, though.
Well, fair enough. I mean, Grey Gables is a great place, but it's not the only great place in the world.
You always say you wouldn't get a better boss than Caroline.
I'd find somewhere else. People need feeding all over.
Not necessarily to your high standards, though.
You'd be surprised.
I really appreciate it, Ian.
Anyway, in my line of work, it's good to move on from time to time. Keeps you fresh.
Thank you.
I wouldn't mind if I was cooking burgers in a caravan off the A5, as long as we're together.
We had a nice tea and some of Grandma's chocolate cake.
I have the best.
Mm. Oh, did you, George? That's nice.
All right, so I'll see you on...
Hold on, Will. I just need to have a quick word.
Oh, okay.
Right, George, Nan and Grandad are watching telly. Will you just go and say hello to them and I'll be in a little while?
All right.
Bye then, Georgie.
Bye-bye.
See you in a minute.
So, what is it, Em?
I'm going to say something and I don't want you to lose your rag.
All right.
Ed was round here earlier.
Oh, God.
Will.
He hasn't told you this rubbish as well about Nick mistreating George. I told him last week to mind his own business.
No, he's really worried, Will.
No, he's really twisted. He can't bear to see me happy at last, so he's decided to spread this crap around.
Look, haven't you noticed how clingy George is when you bring him back here?
What, like tonight, you mean?
No, tonight he was fine, all right. But he doesn't look forward to going to yours like he used to.
He's saying I'm not looking after him properly?
No.
It's bound to be different, but it's great for him to have other kids around. He loves it.
Ed said they were fighting.
And what does Ed know about it?
He went round and Nick said George had been fighting with Jake and she'd shut him in his room.
Nick never said nothing.
Yes, so that shows...
Yeah, it shows he's lying. And even if she had, what does he know about bringing up kids? Sometimes you have to separate them and give them a bit of time out.
He just cares.
You hate her, don't you?
I don't hate her.
And no wonder George doesn't want to come to ours. You've been poisoning his mind against
her. I haven't. Really, I haven't. I don't want him to be unhappy. I wouldn't do that, Will. I've tried to be just the same as always.
Oh, yeah?
Honestly. Look, Nick and me, I don't think we'll ever be friends, but I wouldn't use George to get at her. You've got to believe me.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm concerned about you.
Funny way to show it.
I want George to be happy with you.
All right, okay. You might believe this story of Ed's, but don't you think I'd have seen something?
Not if it's behind your back.
Oh, what's this, the car park thing?
But he was sure he saw her.
Fallon saw it too, and she didn't think it was anything. I mean, you know what kids are like when they're tired.
Yeah, I know, but...
Well, it's just Ed's word, and you know what that's worth. He's messed up, Emma. He still can't cope with me being George's dad.
No, it's not like that. He cares about George, and that's why he's worried.
Well, he should keep his nose out.
Yeah, and I'm worried too.
Well, you shouldn't be.
No, really, I don't think I can leave George alone with her.
He isn't alone with her. I'm there.
Yeah, but not all the time.
Do you think I'd leave him with her for 1 minute if I thought he was in danger?
Well, I don't know. I don't want him going to Casanova if she's going to be there.
Well, that's tough because you ain't got a choice. You're not stopping me from seeing my son because that crackhead spun you a pack of lies.
Well, wait.
So, I'll see George on Thursday, all right?
Look, please.
When Bed comes round again, tell him to take his garbage somewhere else.
Emma? What's up? Were you and Will arguing?
Ed thinks Nick's hurting George.
Hurting him?
Yeah, being rough with him, treating him badly.
No.
But he said he saw her.
Nick's such a pleasant girl. I've never seen anything like that.
She's not going to be nasty in front of you, is she? Or in front of Will.
Oh, Ed must have made a mistake.
I'm going to have to ask him.
Ed?
No, George.
What? If Nick's hurting him... Oh, no, Emma, I don't think that's a very good idea.
But how else am I...
No, look, if she was, surely he'd say. He hasn't, has he?
No, but...
Well, the last thing you want to do is poison his mind against her.
That's what Will said I was doing.
Now, look, you haven't heard this from anyone else. Just Ed.
Yeah.
Well, I know who I'd choose to believe... I really think you should leave it, Emma.
Do you want Sean or SpongeBob?
Both of them.
All right. There you are.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, look. Will's come to say goodnight.
Night, night, Jake.
Are you going to give him a hug?
Yeah, of course. See you in the morning, fella.
See you in the morning.
Night, night. Are you all right?
Me? Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Nick, I really love you. You know?
Oh, that's sweet. I love you too.
Amy?
Oh, hello, Hayley.
Hi.
How are you? I heard you had a prem birth.
Yeah, I had a little girl, Abby.
How is she?
Well, she had jaundice last week. She was under those blue lights for days.
Uh-huh.
She's got over that, thank goodness. But she's still in the incubator.
What gestation were you?
30 weeks.
Wow. That must have been scary.
It's been awful. Still is, really. They keep saying she's doing well, but, you know, something comes up like the jaundice and you just think, what next?
Well, I'm sure she'll be fine. There's a very high survival rate nowadays.
It's what everyone tells me. But we just can't help being worried.
Yeah. Are you visiting her?
No, I've been discharged.
Oh.
Roy's bringing the car round.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be funny having to make a special trip to see her. Now, up till now, it's just been a little wander up the corridor. Oh, I don't want to leave her.
You'll still see her lots?
Yeah. I'm going to be here as much as I can. Anyway, what are you doing here? Is it to do with college?
Kind of. When I did work experience here in year 12, there was a midwifery sister who sort of mentored me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you might have met her, Olivia.
Oh, yeah. She's lovely.
She really inspired me to want to be a midwife, so I just came to say thanks and... have a look around, of course.
Oh, and how does it compare to Manchester?
I don't really know. In the first year, we're all out in the community.
Oh.
You've probably spent more time in the world than me.
Are you enjoying it?
It's brilliant. I haven't seen many births yet, though. But last week, I was at a home birth.
Wow. Couldn't imagine that. So
it was a third baby, so she knew what to expect. And she hardly had any pain relief. She was walking around, and then towards the end, she got in a pool.
A birthing pool?
Yeah, they'd rented one.
Oh, I'm not sure I'd fancy that.
No, it was lovely.
So what were you doing? The backstroke?
Just observing, really. There were two qualified midwives there.
Oh, just as well. So I'd have wanted all of Holby City camped in the back garden.
No, there's really no need for that degree of medicalisation. It's a perfectly natural process. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't worry.
I'm talking about normal deliveries.
Oh, no. I was grateful for all the medicalisation I could get.
I'm sure you were.
It's an amazing job you're training for, Amy.
I know.
You're obviously really into it.
I am. But it's nice to come back and see Dad, of course. Oh, here's my lift.
Hello, Hayley.
Hi, Osha.
How are you?
Okay, for letting me go home.
So I see, and the baby?
Doing all right, as well as can be expected.
Why, everyone's thinking of you.
I know. Roy had to bring in a bag for all the cars.
Well, take care.
I will.
Ready then?
Yep.
You're back to Ambridge, is it?
Oh no, Felpersham.
Girly afternoon.
Have you finished that off, Clary? I'll just see where Tony's got to.
Here you are. Sorry, Pat. I was trying to mend the boot on the scraper, and I forgot you needed this.
I can't make yoghurt without milk.
I'm sure someone would try if they thought there was a profit in it. Do you want me to bring these through?
No, don't get all suited up. I'll do it.
OK, thanks. Right. Well, I'm going to see if I can finish working down Tarbert's before afternoon milking.
Tony?
Yeah?
You know Helen said Debbie's coming over from Hungary tomorrow?
Did she?
Yeah, it was at breakfast. Oh, perhaps you haven't come in yet.
Uh-huh. So?
Well, I wondered if it was about the digester, so I rang Jennifer. And she said it wasn't, not specifically anyway, but she did mention that the planning application's gone in.
Well, we knew it was going to. Not much we can do about it.
Well, there is. We can put in an objection.
We? Leave me out of it.
All right, if you don't want to put your name to it, I'll do it.
Look, there's no point, Pat. You had your say at the meeting. Can't you just let it go?
No!
It'll just get filed and nothing will happen.
You don't know that.
Well, the buildings aren't intrusive, there aren't any access problems, the traffic will be minimal.
That's not what I'm objecting to.
No, but that's the sort of thing that matters to the district council. They won't be bothered by some highfalutin argument about whether the land should be growing food.
It's not highfalutin, it's central to a sustainable future.
Yeah, I know that. But it's green energy. Ticks all the boxes. Forget it, Pat. It'll just be a waste of time.
Usha?
In here! Was that dress any good?
Oh, hideous. How are you getting on with the shorts? Usha!
I've put them on.
Let's see them then.
I'm not sure I dare, Amy.
Oh, don't be silly. Come on, strut your stuff.
All right, but promise not to laugh. What do you think?
Oh, my word.
Ridiculous, aren't they?
What do you mean? They look great.
I only ever wear shorts for running.
But these aren't no sort of shorts.
You're telling me? Look at my legs.
I was.
I feel really on display.
You need to wear them with bigger tights, that's all. Let's see the back. They're really cute.
Cute?
Yeah, sort of cheeky.
My partners would have a fit if I turned up to work like this.
OK, so they're not boring solicitor wear.
But I am a boring solicitor.
No, you're not. Well, at work, maybe. But this is for other times, out shopping or going for a drink.
No, I'm just too old for them.
No, you're not. You look lush.
Really?
Honestly.
You're not just saying that.
I bet Dad would think they're amazing.
Would he?
You should get your legs out more often, Usha. He likes a bit of leg.
Amy!
It is true.
I suppose I could see what he says.
Absolutely. You can always bring them back, but you won't have to, though.
And is the colour okay?
Perfect.
All right, then. Great.
Oh, I love spending other people's money.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
What?
I don't think I'll be wearing them in 2 weeks.
Sorry?
When your gran comes down.
Oh, yeah, no, maybe not.
It'll be best behaviour and sensible skirts for Mabel.
She'll like that.
I just want it to be a nice, easy few days.
Brenda, hi, it's Hayley. Are you okay to talk? You know, Matt Crawford isn't hovering over you. No, Roy's just brought me home. No, she's still there, still in the incubator. Yeah. Look, Bren, I know you've been busy, but I haven't seen you since I went into hospital. Oh, no, don't be silly. Of course I do. Yes.
Look, when are you going to come over? No, I understand. How about tomorrow? Great.
Amy said she'd cook tonight, so I thought I'd pop round and see how you're getting on.
It's good of you to meet at the time when you're in supporting the Allen Lord.
Well, he is really frantic. It's his busiest week of the year.
Have you got time for a cup of tea?
Oh, I'll make it.
Absolutely not. Sit down. I'm not allowed to do much, but I can make hot drinks.
All right.
As long as I don't put too much water in the kettle anyway.
Yeah, so you be careful. We ran into Will Grundy on the way back. Well, nearly.
Oh?
By the shop. He stepped right out in front of us.
What?
He was terribly apologetic, said he had a lot on his mind at the moment.
Oh, gamekeepers. They're a rum bunch. So, what's in the bag?
Ah.
Have you nearly been clothes shopping?
Yes. And look what she made me buy.
Ooh, very smart.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Why? Aren't you sure about them?
But Amy seems to think I'm about 25 or something. You should have seen the things she had me trying on.
They look great, though.
I have to admit, it was fun.
What else did you do?
Oh, other than a coffee, not much.
So, are you actually seeing much of Alan?
Well, sometimes it's him rushing in, wolfing down a plate of food and rushing out again, but... Well, I went to the Palm Sunday service.
Oh, with the donkey.
Who was better behaved than some of the children. And we're doing the parish walk together.
Oh, we're going on that.
What?
Well, some of it, as much as I'm up to.
Mm, well, I'll be keeping my eye on you.
So will David, don't worry. And I've had an easy Easter day at the Bull for the quiz.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound too arduous.
Quizzes, really. One for the kids and one for adults. And on Friday, Jill's taking me and the boys to Borchester, to the park, if the weather's okay.
Well, that's a gamble.
Or a film, if it isn't.
Okay, so you've got it covered then.
And you'll be rushing around after the vicar.
Oh, I don't mind. At least I get to see him. Right, tea. Oh, that's a gorgeous smell.
One of Jill's casseroles.
Lovely. Oh,
but it's not for us.
Oh. I assumed it was your dinner.
She had to bring it up here because you couldn't get it into her oven.
Why on earth not?
Phil's teaching Bert to cook.
Well, it's never too late, I suppose. But why now, after years of Frieda's cooking?
It's because she isn't cooking. Not like she used to, anyway.
Oh, really?
She's in the slimming club.
Ah.
So Bert's missing out on all the pies and roasts she normally does.
So it's do-it-yourself time.
But he must be making far too much. He keeps trying to force leftovers on the staff at Lower Loxley.
Well, they might be welcome.
Might be. Elizabeth said his mushroom flan was, well, a little on the stodgy side.
Would you like a coffee?
Oh, thanks, love. Brilliant. Just leave it on the edge.
Did you get tar butts done?
No, I'll have to finish it tomorrow.
Oh, dear.
I can't wait for the cows to go out. There's so much field work to get on with.
I know. Well, drink it while it's hot.
Yes, I will. Look, I'm doing it now, all right?
Good. I've been thinking more about this digester.
Oh, is this why you're buttering me up?
I'm not buttering you up. It's just a cup of coffee. Anyway, you've made it clear you don't want to be part of any objection.
No, I don't.
But I think someone's got to stand up and be counted.
Yes, one person.
Helen feels the same.
Oh, an overwhelming multitude.
Well, there might be others. Who knows? A few well-argued cases might just sway the planning committee.
You really believe that?
I have to.
Even if it does cause bad feeling in the family?
Oh, when's that ever bothered you? Isn't this the man who nearly clobbered his brother-in-law?
Well, that was different. That was personal. Now, all I'm saying is, you should think very carefully before you put in an objection.
I will.
And if I were you, I wouldn't bother.
Yes, okay, Tony. But you're not me, are you?
No. And that's what I'm afraid of.
That was nice of Jennifer, wasn't it?
Well...
It'll give Phoebe something to look forward to.
Oh, what, Easter Monday? Yeah.
With you at work, I can visit Abby.
Sure.
Roy?
It was just... this stuff she bought.
This baby grows huge.
What size is it?
birth to 3 months.
God.
I can't imagine. The size she is now, it's hard to imagine her wearing this, let alone growing out of it.
Yeah, I know.
It is lovely, though.
Oh, yeah. Underwood's finest, I bet.
You'll have to put this mobile together.
Not now.
No, not now, obviously.
No, I mean, just want to wait a bit.
Roy.
You're right, Hayley. Nice thought, I suppose, but just wish she hadn't.
You know how she is with Phoebe.
No, I don't mind. I know she likes to buy presents, but she'd just keep hold of them. Not brought them round till, you know, till we can use them.
Oh, love.
So, I mean, I know we will use them.
Of course we will. We've got to keep thinking that.
But at the moment, while she's still in the incubator...
You just want to take it one day at a time?
Yeah.
Oh, come here.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Well, I should be comforting you.
But you are comforting me. Hugs work both ways.
Yeah, I suppose.
Look, we won't take the label off, OK? We'll just put it in a drawer in the nursery.
I could put the mobile up if you want.
No, it's fine. There's plenty of time for that. Oh, here's your list. Look. Better finish it off.
Yeah, OK. What were we saying when Jennifer came in?
Loo rolls.
OK.
And I need some conditioner.
Right. What about, Hey, do you fancy anything special to eat?
There's plenty of food on the list.
No, I mean, a treat. Chocolates or something.
Oof! Ice cream.
Ice cream?
The expensive stuff. You know, the one I like.
Pralines and cream.
Oh, is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
You do look after me, see?
Is it all right if I come in?
Well...
Of course, Brenda.
You did say about 11:30.
Yeah, come on, it's perfect timing. Roy's about to go to the supermarket, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's good.
So I better be going.
Rush back with that ice cream.
I will. Hey, don't tire yourself out.
I'll be fine.
I'll be about an hour, I expect.
Bye, Roy. See you later. Hayley.
Sit down.
Oh, thanks. I'm really sorry. Sorry, yeah, you go first.
Oh, I just wanted to say that... Let's see who that is.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Mum.
It is so good to see you.
And you.
Good flight. How are the usual? Is that all you've got?
Do you travel light, Debbie? Well,
it's only 2 days.
Three?
What, 2 nights, then?
The car's this way.
Right. How are things on the farm? Adam's busy with lambing, I expect.
Yes, he was going on about moving to just the early lambing again.
Yeah, I can see the sense in it.
Do away with this one altogether.
He still thinks it's worth being in sheep, though.
Oh, I think so. And he's quite excited about the digester, with the planning application going in.
Yes, that's nicely on track.
Yes.
I can't wait to really get cracking on it.
How's Marshall?
Oh, he's fine.
Do you, get to see him much?
Once or twice a week, if I'm lucky.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, his place is all arable, so we're not always busy at the same time.
And how often does he come back here?
What, to Britain?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not much, not as often as I do, with the estate and home farm to think about.
No.
And he does take time off. He usually goes travelling in Europe.
Oh, I see. We'd love to meet him, you know.
I know, Mum. I'm sure you will. Eventually.
Thank Clary for the cake, won't you?
Oh, yes, I will.
It was a lovely thought.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I'd just better get on. Got to see to Barbarella before dinner.
Right.
And I hope her with the baby, well, you know.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie.
Right. See you then. Don't get up. I'm on my way out.
Bye.
Yeah, bye, Brenda.
See ya.
People are kind, aren't they?
Yeah. Hayley, I'm so sorry about everything. Abby and you and me and Roy...
It's not your fault.
Well, some of it is.
They said at the hospital, premature babies, it just... Sometimes it happens. It's just bad luck.
Oh, it's so good to hear you say that, because I knew in my heart it wasn't... But Roy was so... It was like he blamed me.
No.
And I know it couldn't really be my fault, but when it happens and you'd still got all this business with the house to worry about...
Oh, I haven't given that a thought. It doesn't matter.
But it does. I wanted to say... I don't mind. I think Dad should do what he was planning. Split the house in two.
Oh, Brenda, there's no need. Just because...
No, it's not because of what happened. Well, maybe it is, but only because it made me realise. You're a family. You need a proper place.
Are you sure?
Totally. And it makes so much sense. It works for you. It works for Dad.
But what about you?
Oh, I'll get my share eventually. But it's what you need now, isn't it?
It would be perfect.
And I want you to have it. You and Roy and Phoebe and Abby.
Oh, thank you.
I can't expect to have my bedroom kept for me just in case. But I don't know.
Oh, that's really sweet of you.
Oh, I've hated how it's been. Not feeling able to support you properly.
I did miss you at the hospital.
I thought you wouldn't want to see me.
No, never.
I'm so wanting to see Abby. How is she, really?
Well, like I said to Eddie, she's over the jaundice. But she's still in the special care unit. Tubes everywhere. She's still being given oxygen.
Oh, poor little thing.
I can't pretend it isn't horrible.
It must be awful for you.
Every time I wake up, I think, is she still alive?
Oh, God.
Every time I walk in there.
So if she's in the incubator, does that mean you can't touch her?
Oh, no, I can. Change a nappy. Give her a little cuddle.
Oh.
And they like to lie her on me, on my boobs.
What?
Skin to skin, they call it.
Oh.
It's the most beautiful feeling. And it's really good for her.
Oh, it's lovely.
But most of the time she's in the incubator and I'm just looking at her.
How is it now you're back at home?
Weird. Oh, it's all so unreal.
I bet.
And Roy's finding it very difficult. You know, backwards and forwards to the hospital, shopping, cooking.
Is he still off work?
Goes back tomorrow.
Oh.
No, I think it'll do him good. Give him something else to think about.
Maybe.
And with me off work, I can look after the place.
I suppose.
Otherwise, you'd just be worrying 24/7.
We all are. Not that it's anything like you are, of course.
I know. It's not a competition.
No. I brought her a little present.
Did you?
It was just a tiny teddy. Oh. Are they allowed?
Yeah. They put things on top of the incubator for her to look at.
Right. Well, I left it in the car.
Oh.
I wasn't sure if it would be welcome.
Oh, Bren. Of course it is.
Your Frieda's done it again.
Hey, done what? What do you mean?
This tape boy. It's even better than Clary's. Don't tell Clary that, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she makes a good steak pie.
I told Jolene not to say it was for you.
Why'd you do that?
Well, ain't Frieda got you on short commons?
No, she's the one on a diet.
I thought that's why you was doing all this cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Because she wasn't feeding you.
That's right.
You just said it weren't.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I said...
Never mind what you said. I'd rather not discuss my Frieda, thank you, with you or anybody else.
All right, suit yourself.
It's working too.
What?
Her diet. Pounds are falling off her.
Do you mean Frieda?
Of course I mean Frieda.
I thought you didn't want to discuss her.
No, I don't.
So, Frieda, who we're not discussing, she's not tempted by all this food you're making.
Oh, why should she be? I'm making it for me, not her.
Because she's not feeding you?
Yes.
Or because she is?
Yes.
Which one?
Well, that's my business.
Tell me, Bert, how do you do it?
Do what?
We've been talking for 20 minutes, and I know less about you now than when we started.
You were quick.
Still here, then?
I've just got to get something.
Hope you haven't tired Ailey out.
She's fine, Roy. I've had a really nice talk.
Have you?
Do you want Anne with those bags?
I can manage.
I know you can. I just... Never mind.
Not planning to stay for lunch, are you?
No.
Good.
Just wanted to leave this. It's a present
is
for Abby.
Not another one! I don't believe it!
What do you mean?
Why can't people just leave us alone?
Roy!
We know what's best for Abby, all right?
Of course I wouldn't...
She doesn't need presents. It's not about presents. Don't you get it?
I wanted to do something.
Oh, did you? Well, don't you think you've done enough?
Roy!
This ice cream's melting.
I really hope Brian will have something positive to say to you both.
You don't know?
No, he hasn't confided in me, you know.
Sounds like we're all in the same boat, then, just waiting for him to announce his next grand idea.
I do know how you feel. Really, I do.
If he sticks to this plan of splitting the farm three ways, I can't honestly see we'll have much to talk about.
Oh, I know it's difficult, Debbie, but will you please give him a fair hearing? There's so much at stake.
Yeah, I know that, Mum.
And, well, there's Alice to consider.
Alice?
Well, she's back soon, and the atmosphere at home's been so bad lately, and it was terrible when she left. I don't want her to walk back into that.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do anything.
Oh, please, Debbie. For me, too.
All right, Mum, I'll try. But I can't make any promises.
I've left Gavin in the lambing shed.
Okay.
He'll be fine, as long as he doesn't get too much of a glut.
Oh, good.
Mum's waiting in the office.
Right, well, we'd better join her then.
Are you coming?
Yeah, yeah, we'll be along in a minute.
Okay, I'll see you in there.
Mm-hmm. All prepared?
I'm not sure what preparation I could have done. Kickboxing, maybe. To be honest, I'm not hoping for very much from this meeting, Adam.
I know what you mean. If he's determined to split the farm three ways.
Yeah.
I might not stick around, you know.
Really?
Oh, don't worry. Nothing's arranged yet. Haven't even had any interviews, but can't see myself wanting to stay under these arrangements.
I've been thinking the same thing.
Both of us jumping ship, then?
There are lots of good British-run places in Eastern Europe. I don't think I'd have much difficulty finding a manager's job.
Not with the experience you've got, no.
I haven't told Mum any of this.
No. Good Lord, nor me.
She's enough of a state.
Sad, isn't it?
Very.
Ready, then?
As I'll ever be.
Looks like Brian's going to have to come up with something pretty stunning.
He's a past master at that. Trouble is, it's usually stunning in completely the wrong way.
Ah, here they are.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, darling.
Come in and sit down.
Thanks. I've put some coffee on.
Great. I could do with some.
Be ready in a minute.
You okay there, Adam?
Yep. Fine. Right. Well, thank you again for coming over, Debbie. I know this has all been... Well, it's not how I'd have wanted it.
It's not how any of us would have wanted it. Only a year ago, you were shaping up for retirement. It was basically going to be Debbie and me running the farm.
And keeping it in good shape for us to inherit eventually. Oh. In a two-way share, which, you know, might have had its difficulties.
Yeah,
but
we could have made it work.
Yeah.
I just don't see how splitting it three ways is practical for any of us. You're bequeathing us a nightmare, Rory included. Don't you think so, Mum?
Well, I can't pretend I'm at all happy about it. Brian knows how I feel. He knows better than both of you, but, well, I think if he's got something to say, we ought to let him say it.
Well, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Brian?
Thanks, Jenny. Yeah. Well, you're obviously both very angry. All three of you. And I know it's my fault, but I was trying to do right by everyone. Well, I'm sorry. I know I've handled it badly. You're all very valuable, and I don't just mean to the farm, I mean to me. I may not say that often enough, but I mean it, truly. I've hated all this bad feeling. I really want to try and make that better. So I've been talking to Bryce again, and I've got a suggestion. And that's all it is, suggestion for discussion, not an ultimatum.
Go on.
What I'm proposing is that we come up with a division of responsibilities between the two of you. Rather like we've done in the past, with Debbie running the arable and Adam running the soft fruit and livestock side.
But that's no different to how it is
now.
No,
all right, no, let me go on. The difference is that instead of just taking salaries, as you do now, you'll become unit directors.
But we're already managers. How is that going to be different?
Adam...
No, Adam's right, Jenny. Adam's right. I mean, at the moment, you're managers working to me. This way, you'll have complete autonomy over your own enterprises. And this is the big difference. You'll both be taking a substantial share of the profits.
A profit share?
How much?
I was thinking of 60%. Right.
And what about the future, the inheritance?
Well, now, yeah, that's more difficult. I can't, in all conscience, deny Rory the chance to share in what we've built up over the years. But what I'm trying to do is give you two much more of a share now.
So it'd still be a three-way split?
Eventually, yes.
And this new arrangement would start...
As soon as we could set it up. So, what do you think?
Well, it's... it's a lot to take in, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I understand that. Look, why don't your mother and I get that coffee and leave you to discuss it for a bit? All right?
Yes, yeah, okay.
Jenny?
Oh, yes. Good idea. We'll bring it through.
Yes, sir. Fine, Mum. Thanks.
You take as long as you need.
Oh, would you like some biscuits as well?
No, thanks,
Mum. No, not for me.
See you in a little while.
Yep.
Well.
You've got to hand it to him, haven't you?
Talk about pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
Yet still no concession on Rory, though.
No.
But things could change a huge amount between now and then, anyway.
With this profit share, we might be able to build up enough capital to buy him out with a bit of finance.
Yeah. It seems very plausible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Too plausible?
I can't help thinking.
Why is he suddenly willing to give so much away?
Exactly. Where's the catch?
Shall I get the milk?
If you would.
How do you think it went?
Oh, it's too early to tell, Brian.
Yeah, but how do you feel? I mean, it's a much better offer, isn't it?
It's certainly a big gesture.
It's more than a gesture.
Well, no, I didn't mean an empty gesture. I meant, yes, it helps to make up for the inheritance.
Well, I couldn't compromise on that, Jenny.
Well, not sure about couldn't. But I understand how important it is to you.
It is. But I wanted to do everything I could aside from that. To show them how much I value them.
Yes. Yes, you made that clear. Thank you for saying that.
And it's not just for them. I've done this for you, Jenny, for us.
I know. Are you going to bring me that milk?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Jug?
Yes, please.
I wonder how much time we ought to give them.
Well, let's take this coffee in and see how they're doing.
Yeah, we'll have to clarify
that. Well, I can't see him changing the arrangements for the digester. It wouldn't be consistent with what he's just said.
No, you're right.
And whether our salaries would simply come from our share of the profit.
I've got a mortgage to pay.
Well, we'll have to take advice. The whole thing could be a minefield.
Yeah.
Can we come in?
Yes, of course, Mum.
We can just leave these and come back later.
If you need more time.
Well...
No, that's all right. We've got some questions to ask you.
Okay. Look, help yourself.
They're all the same.
Thanks.
Now, do you need me to outline it again?
No, I think the general principle's quite clear, would you say, madam?
Oh, yes.
There are lots of details we'd have to talk about.
But in principle...
I think, in principle, we're interested in exploring it.
Yeah, but does that mean yes?
Could we just check? Does this affect the plans for the digester at all?
No, 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 that'll still be your joint project with Brookfield.
Well, good.
And I'd still own the land, so the ground rent would come to me. And, of course, it would buy its feed crops from Debbie's operation and sell the heat to your operation, Adam.
Mm. It is complicated.
Yeah, but it was going to be an element of internal trading anyway.
Okay.
And what about our present salaries? Are they going to come out of profits?
No, no, they'll come before profits. That's the usual way.
Ah.
But what I'm hoping is, as I explained, that you'll be looking for ways to increase the profits. That's what it's about. Your enterprise, your benefits.
Our risk.
My risk, too. I'm trusting you to run things profitably.
We don't think 60% is enough to make up for shouldering that responsibility, though, on a regular basis.
Mm. Don't you? Well, what figure are you thinking of?
75. Mm.
You know, I've got a child to bring up out of my share. And your mother isn't going to want to take a cut in her living standards, are you, Jenny?
The farm's not your only source of income.
There's
though.
The Hungarian operation.
Yeah. And Borchester land. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm only a minority shareholder in that. But, yeah, I mean, I hear what you say. How about 64%?
70.
No, no, no. 70's far too much. I couldn't go higher than 66.
What do you think, Adam?
Well, subject to agreement on the details.
Mm-hmm. I think you've got yourself a deal.
Gosh!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Amazing.
Well, I think I'd better get back to the lambing shed.
I'll come with you.
You haven't drunk your coffee.
Oh, well, I'll take it with me.
I'll come back in a minute.
And, yes, thank you from me too.
Well, it's a good decision for all of us.
Did that just happen?
Unbelievable.
Wait, was that all right, 66%?
All right. I was amazed they offered 60.
Brian, off our backs.
Running our own show.
I don't know what I expected when I woke up this morning, but it certainly wasn't this.
You're very quiet.
Oh, sorry. It's all rather momentous.
Mm. Are you happy with it, though?
It's not whether I'm happy.
Oh, it is, Jenny.
But, yes. It looks as though you've found a way forward. You're giving up a lot.
Well, it's worth it. I'd do anything to keep us together.
Yes, I realise that. Well, I do now. And thank you.
Well, let's celebrate. Let's go out to dinner tonight.
Well, what about Rory?
Well, Adam will probably sit for him. Or we'll get one of Shula's stable girls.
We're going to be doing a lot more of this, aren't we?
What?
Well, more time together, more leisure, travel maybe?
I suppose so.
It'll be good. It's about time.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hi, Bert. Didn't see you first thing.
No. We just took the soilage straight out. I hope that's all right.
Yeah, fine. Sheep okay?
Oh, I didn't see any problems. Don't think so, anyway.
Good.
Planning on doing some top dressing?
Yeah, up at Lakey Meadow.
Ah, right then.
So you can get off home now?
Yeah, I suppose so. Not that there's much for me there.
Beg your pardon?
Oh, sorry, David.
Oh, something wrong?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is.
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, I don't know if I can.
All right. Well, if you do...
But if I don't, I think I might go mad.
This sounds serious, Bert.
It is.
Look, do you want a coffee? We could go in the house and have a chat. If you feel you're able.
Yeah. I think I'd like that.
Right. Well, I'll just put the loader away first.
they don't need a lot of water.
Right.
And they don't like being over-potted, so don't move them on until the root ball fills your first pot.
Yeah, I'll remember that. Well, thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome.
You didn't have to come round, you know. I'd have been quite happy to collect them.
Oh, it's no trouble. Jack's at the day centre today, so it's quite nice to get out and about.
Yes, I understand. Probably a good thing. I imagine it can get a little, well, you know, claustrophobic in the lodge.
Well, sometimes.
Nice day for an outing, anyway. Not that Grange Farm is much of an outing.
Well, actually, I...
What?
Ah, Nigel.
Oh, good morning.
Hello, Peggy. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Busy day at Grange Farm. I saw Alistair in the yard.
Oh, yeah?
With Ed and all the cows. And nothing wrong, is there?
No. Just our routine TB test.
Oh, jolly good.
Well, if you'll excuse me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I must get off. Jennifer's taking Debbie back to the airport.
Oh, I didn't realise she was here.
Only for a couple of days. Farm business, you know.
Oh, yes?
Anyway, Jennifer asked me if I'd like to go along for the ride.
Ah, so you will have an outing.
We'll probably stop for lunch on the way home.
Jolly nice. Well, have a lovely time. And give my best to Debbie.
I will.
And Jennifer, of course.
Yes. Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye, Peggy. And thanks again for the bulbs.
That's quite all right.
So it's busy in the garden?
Rather overdue, I'm afraid. Years of living in an hotel made Caroline rather a non-gardener. And I'm rather ashamed that it's nearly Easter and I've hardly been out here this year.
You do have a farm to run. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Nigel. That's what I've been telling myself. I imagine your weekend's going to be a busy one, isn't it?
Rather. Oh, balloon rides, Easter egg hunt, and a real old-fashioned fair.
Oh, that sounds splendid.
Fingers crossed for the weather. It makes such a difference to the numbers.
Well, I imagine it's all hands to the pump.
Yes. Of course, we're missing Hayley at the moment, so... Well, Kathy's offered to cover.
Well, I hear Hayley's out of hospital, huh?
Yeah, but little Abby's still in special care.
Yeah, so Caroline said. Roy was back at work yesterday. He's had a few days off.
I think he needed them.
Yeah.
I remember when ours was born. Freddie spent nearly a week in an incubator.
Did he?
He had breathing difficulties. Oh. So I can imagine a little of what Roy and Hayley are going through.
So it's quite encouraging when you think about it. I mean, just look at him now.
Absolutely. There's no reason why Abby shouldn't grow up to be a perfectly healthy little girl.
Yeah, I must tell Roy that when I see him. I'm sure they could do with all the encouragement they can get right now. Anyway, Nigel, you said you had an idea for the hunt?
Yes, I did. Have you ever been team chasing?
Well, never ridden in one myself, but been to a few, of course.
Well, an old chum of mine had someone drop out of his team, so I filled in.
Oh, well, when was this?
Sunday. And I had the most wonderful time.
There you are, Bert. Get that inside you.
Oh, thanks. This is very good of you, David.
Oh, don't be daft. Now, tell me what's the matter.
Well, there's no other way of saying this. I've lost my Frieda to another man.
What, you mean she's left you?
Well, no, not yet. But it's only a matter of time.
Oh, Bert, I'm so sorry. Did she tell you this morning?
Well, not outright, but a husband can tell.
So, is it a recent thing, or have you only just discovered it?
Well, I reckon it must have been lying dormant for years. He was working his wiles, playing a long game.
You know who it is,
then? Preparing the ground, softening her up, till he made his move.
Who?
And then, when the time was right, he struck. Like a... what are those things that brought sailors to their deaths?
Icebergs?
No, sirens. Flattering her with his silver tongue. Turning her head. That Neville Booth, he's a dangerous man.
What's Neville Booth got to do with it?
Well, that's him. The Lothario.
Mr. Booth?
Yep.
Neville Booth is your silver-tongued rival?
That's what I've been saying. He's a Casanova in casual footwear.
Are you sure about this, Bert?
The evidence is incontrovertible.
Well, what exactly? Have you discovered letters?
No.
Secret meetings?
Well, no.
Has Frieda lied about where she's been?
No.
So?
She's been slimming. And she hasn't wanted any of the food I've been making.
Well, I thought that was for you.
No, I realised the danger, where it was heading. That's why I wanted to feed her up.
Yeah, but she might have just not wanted it because it was, well, you know, not quite to her taste.
Mr. Booth's in the slimming club too.
Yeah, so's Kenton, but I don't think he's about to shack up with Clary.
And she's had her hair done.
Well, that is something women do, you know.
And they were cuddling.
Oh. How did you find that out?
I saw them.
Where was this?
Outside the village hall.
Really?
After the slimming club last week. Oh, I wish I'd never suggested she started that, I can tell you.
I'm sorry, but you're saying that in full view of the village green, they were actually cuddling?
Well, it was him, mainly.
What, you mean he hugged her?
Not an actual hug as such.
Well, what then?
Well, he sort of squeezed her arm, like this.
That's not exactly a gesture of rampant passion.
This morning she was talking about him. She was just going round with a U-bank. She said Neville preferred a dustbuster.
Oh, well, that clinches it, doesn't it?
We bought that U-bank together. It was when Argos first opened in Felversham.
You're a true romantic, but...
We made a special trip. It was quite exciting.
And now you think that Neville has turned her head with his sophisticated talk of battery-powered vacuum cleaners?
I don't think you're taking this seriously, David.
No, I am, believe me. But, well, I think you might be overreacting.
I know what I've seen.
And have you said any of this to Frieda?
Well, no.
Bert, take my advice. Talk to her.
But suppose she says I'm right?
I honestly don't think there's anything to worry about. But you're in a state, Bert. You need to hear it from Frieda.
And it was all going swimmingly until the clock hedges. I managed the first two all right, but then I jumped the wrong side of the flag at the third.
How frustrating.
So I had to go around again, but the others had to take a pull and wait for me.
But you stayed on.
Just. I had a very nasty moment at a downhill hedge with a drop. Unfortunately, that did for one of us.
So three of you finished?
Me bringing up the rear. But we still got a team time.
How do you do overall?
Ninth.
Well, it's not bad for your first time, and... Well, you did well not to come off.
Yes. I saw some pretty heroic falls during the day.
Sounds like you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, yeah, it was tremendous.
And I might be able to see where this is heading.
Look, I think that we should run our own team chasing event.
By we, you mean the South Borsetshire?
Absolutely. Although I'd be happy to host it at Lower Loxley.
Wow, a very attractive idea.
And I know just where we could site the course.
We need to get a little committee together, don't we? I'm sure Caroline would be interested.
And I thought Shula.
Mm-hmm. And Keith and Anita, maybe?
Sounds excellent.
So, when would you be available for a meeting?
I think I'll have the gammon. Have you decided, Jennifer?
Prawn salad, probably.
So nice to see Debbie looking so happy.
Wasn't it? Not that I ever liked saying goodbye to her. But it made it easier this time.
Ah, she's got something to be pleased about.
We all have.
I've been so worried about you all.
Oh, Mum, you've got enough on your plate. I wish I hadn't burdened you with it.
Of course you had to tell me. If you were so unhappy that you were seriously considering divorcing Brian, then naturally I'd want to know about it.
Well, that's gone away now.
It's just a shame it had to get to such a pitch before he saw sense.
Yes. I can understand, in a way.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'd do anything to protect my children, and he wanted to protect his.
But you're bringing up his child.
Yeah, he brought up mine too, in his own way.
Well, I'm just glad that you stood up for yourself, and that he realised you were serious.
Oh, he certainly did that. He must have done to make such a big compromise.
So, Adam and Debbie will be...
Oh, unit directors, Brian called it, though I don't think the name really matters. But the point is, they'll be taking 2/3 of the profits.
And they'll have complete control.
Mm-hmm.
They can make the decisions.
Well, that's what he said. Fair enterprise and fair benefits.
Marvellous.
Yes, it is. Even if the inheritance is still going to go the way Brian wants.
I'm very dubious about carving the farm into three.
Well, who knows what the situation will be then. But it's certainly revitalised Adam and Debbie.
Good.
And me too. And if Brian's not hands-on anymore, we can have so much more time together.
What about Rory?
Well, yes. It won't be quite the retirement that we'd planned, but school holidays are long, and think of the travelling we can do.
Well, you know what Nigel's like when he's got the bit between his teeth. Yeah, yes, literally. So, we're trying to get a meeting together to discuss the possibility... Oh, yeah, yes, I've spoken to Shula, and she's very interested. Next Thursday, 11 a.m. at Lower Loxley. Oh, look, I've got to go, Keith. Yeah, I'll see you then, if not before. Bye. All done. Ed?
Yeah, Alistair's just finished.
And?
He found 3 reactors.
What?
I'm sorry, Oliver.
We're so careful with our biosecurity.
I know. I don't know how it's happened.
3 reactors?
I've penned them up. Alistair will be in a minute. He says they've all got to go off for slaughter.
Yeah, and a post-mortem, that's right. I suppose we'll have to inform environmental health.
I was worried about the milk, but Alistair says we can still sell it on the round.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's pasteurised. It... Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You're not going to be able to make any more cheese. Not from unpasteurised milk, anyway.
Oh, what about all the stock we've already made?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't believe it. This is a disaster.
You can let them out, Pip.
All right.
Looks like this will be the last lot.
Did you see the tail tape on Bluebell?
Yeah, don't worry. I diverted the milk from the bulk tank.
Has she got mastitis?
Yeah. Not bad, though.
Right.
I bet you'll be ready for some breakfast.
Yeah. And after that...
Once this lot are finished, can you wash down while I take them back out?
That's fine, Dad.
After I've done the hot wash, that is.
Then, after breakfast, will you give me a lift?
A lift? Where to?
Well, Jonathan's.
Oh.
I said I'd help out over there today.
Oh, right. Thought you were going to help out here.
No.
Well, you did say you could.
With the milking, which I have.
Well, I was hoping you could do the calves. And there's the fence needs moving in Midsummer Meadow.
But I promised Jonathan he's expecting me.
She said earlier, Pip.
I'm saying now. So, will you run me over?
I don't think I'm going to have the time.
Dad!
Look, if I've got to do all these other jobs myself, I can't spend extra time running you around the county.
It's only Lakey Green.
Well, your mum and the boys are going into Borchester later. Perhaps they could take a detour.
Well, when are they going?
I don't know, sometime this morning.
I don't want to hang around for them.
Well, I'm sorry, Pip. That's the best I can do.
I am not against the principle of anaerobic digestion, which...
You can say we if you like.
We?
The letter could come from both of us, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great, Helen. Mm. We are not against the principle of anaerobic digestion, which has an important role to play in the conversion of food and garden waste in urban areas which would otherwise go to landfill. However, as a district council, we believe that you should be supporting a less industrial...
Does that sound like we're the district council?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, okay, I'll change that in a minute. A less industrial and more holistic set of solutions to the problems of climate change. I did wonder about going into those in detail, but I thought this probably wasn't the place for them.
No, it's best just to focus on the digester.
Mm. My... Oh, that'll be... Our... Now... Key objections concern the material used to fuel the digester. Manure should simply be composted and returned to the soil, as is the case on organic farms. The other main fuel will be crops grown specifically for use in the digester. You will be aware that the tide of informed thinking has turned away from the initial enthusiasm for energy crops for the production of biofuel. The same principles apply to this sort of use. Bodies which have spoken out against this include the European Economic and Social Committee, the Royal Society, and the House of Commons Environmental Audit Committee.
Way to go, Mum.
Yeah, yeah, the internet's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
That's some big hitters on our side.
Excuse me.
Oh, Oliver,
hi.
Hello.
Morning. Jenny said to come through. I hope I'm not interrupting.
No, not at all.
Oh, no. Helen's expecting you, aren't you, love?
Yeah.
If you want to get off to the cheese store now, I can carry on with this and show you the rest later.
Yep, that's fine.
Oh, I do feel sorry for you, Oliver. TB in the herd. Every dairy farmer's worst nightmare.
Mm. Tony was very sympathetic to him.
It's such rotten luck.
And I don't know what good it's going to do looking at the cheese, but, well, I thought I had to come over.
Well, we need to discuss it anyway. Do you want to go there now?
Yeah, if that's all right.
Absolutely. See you later, Mum.
OK.
Give them hell for me.
In you get then, Josh.
That's the wrong side.
Ben's in the other side.
That's my side.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Your dad just put the seats back the other way round.
Why can't he swap them?
There's no point. Now, go on. Go on.
You're on my side.
It doesn't matter, Josh. Oh, where's Pip? She is going with you.
Yeah.
Sorry to lumber you, Mum.
It's all right, David. We'll just go the back way to Borchester.
I'll get her.
All right. It is a bit ironic. Even though she's got a boyfriend, she's still keen to help out on the farm. Just not this one.
I thought she did the milking with you this morning.
Well, yeah, she did, but then she wanted to rush straight off to help Jonathan's dad feed his hens.
She wanted to rush off to be with Jonathan, you mean?
Yeah. Anyway, you have a nice time, won't you, Mum?
I'm sure we will.
And you will make sure Ruth doesn't overdo it, won't you?
Of course.
You know, no pushing the boys on the swings or spinning the roundabout.
I'll do all of that if they want it. I'll even buy the Easter eggs. The most Ruth will have to do is lift a cup of coffee.
Thanks. I know you know.
It's all right. We're all looking out for her.
Okay. Hello, Dave.
Oh, hi, Bert.
Morning.
Yeah, good Friday, ain't it?
Not for me. Some of us have to work.
Yeah, Shula's got a very busy weekend, too. Oh,
Alistair and Daniel have gone away, are you?
Visiting Alistair's father in Scotland. Of course, she had to stay behind because of all the lessons.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it?
Well, she didn't seem too upset about it to me.
No. I think she thinks she's got the best of that, dear.
Come on, you're keeping your gran waiting.
All right.
I thought you wanted to get up quickly.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know why you've got to be so fussy about your miracle.
Oh, just leave it, Mum. You wouldn't understand.
But if you're just going to be doing farm work...
Morning, Pip.
Pip, Bert said hello.
Hello.
Oh, move over,
oh, get off me. Why did you get in first, stupid?
I'm not stupid. You're stupid.
You look funny.
All right, look, just stop it, both of you. Oh... Best of luck.
It'll be fine once we drop Pip off.
Yeah.
You're okay to drive, aren't you, Mum?
Of course.
Thanks, Jill. See you later.
Yeah, take it easy.
I will.
We'll be back about 3 o'clock, I expect.
Fine, Mum, no problem.
Bye, Bert.
Bye.
Get off me.
Leave me alone.
Pip, just stop it.
Have a nice time.
We will. We'll leave you in peace.
Okay. Oh, kids, who'd have them?
They're handful, aren't they?
Yeah. Anyway, Bert, how are things? You look a bit happier than yesterday.
Oh, I am, David, and it's all thanks to you.
Is it?
Well, it took a bit of doing, mind. I had to summon up all my courage, but I asked Frieda straight out if Neville Booth had turned her head and won her heart.
And what did she say?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Not at first. She couldn't speak on account of laughing so much.
I take it the answer was no, then.
Well, it was.
When she could get a word out.
So I said, well, why all this titivating? You know, the hair and the makeup and all.
Yeah, and?
Well, she said that once she'd started at the slimming club, she realised she'd been letting herself go a bit.
Mm.
Not just the weight, but, you know, getting dowdy. Mm.
So, what, she decided she needed a makeover?
Do you know what, David? She said she was doing it to impress a man.
Oh.
Me.
Oh.
She told me I'm the only man in her life, and I always will be.
I said it would be fine, didn't I?
You did, and I'm very glad I listened to you. there's only one drawback.
Oh, yeah?
Well, she did notice I've put on a pound or two lately.
Well, it's not surprising with all this comfort eating you've been doing.
So she's put me on a diet.
Oh, has she? Well, you know, I mean...
Right,
she made
at the end of Lent, too. Just when everyone else is finishing theirs.
Well, I think it's a small price to pay, don't you?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm a happy man, I must say.
Good. Now, listen, Bert, did you have anything on this morning? You're not about to whisk Frieda off for a romantic lunch or anything?
Oh, no, she'll be off to the bull soon.
Well, I was hoping that Pip would be able to do a few jobs, but she's swanned off to her boyfriend's. You haven't got a couple of hours, have you?
Well, I want to do some of the Walker Witness this afternoon, but I'm free till dinner time.
Would you mind? Be a huge help.
Not at all. Least I can do for the man who saved my marriage.
Well, I think that's putting it a bit strongly.
I'll go and get me overalls.
Look at it. Thousands of pounds worth.
It might all have to be scrapped.
Well, it's in the hands of the enforcement officer, but... Yeah, that's the worst-case scenario.
It's terrible.
It certainly would be.
And next week's batch?
Oh, we certainly can't make any more. Not for the foreseeable future. Making an unpasteurised cheese doesn't seem like quite such a good idea now.
Hmm. And when will you hear about the post-mortems?
It'll take about a week.
And until then?
Well, whatever the results, the herd's under movement restrictions. The cows are retested every 60 days, and we need 2 clear tests before they lift them.
So that's 4 months minimum.
Hmm. Well, at least we can still sell the milk. Yeah. But as for sterling gold...
When does the enforcement officer visit?
Tuesday. All we can do is hope for the best.
I think it's very good of Usha to help out so much. It's not like she's, well, even a Christian.
She knew what she was letting herself in for, getting involved with Alan. And she can respect the spirituality, even if it's not her religion.
Well, I think he's very lucky. Oh. Are the boys all right, Ruth?
Yep, they're on the climbing frame now, looking quite happy.
That's all they needed, just to blow the cobwebs away.
We're all looking forward to the parish walk anyway. I tried to interest Emma in it yesterday, not very successfully.
Not really her thing, perhaps.
Bad timing, I think, Jill. She was rushing off because Will was bringing George back.
No one else at home, I expect. Oh, I know what I wanted to say to you. Phil's 80th.
Next month.
I'm in a bit of a quandary. I'm not sure how to mark it. You can't let an 80th birthday go by without something, but well, we've only just had our round-the-world trip and the big party for our golden wedding.
I know what you mean.
I wouldn't feel right having another extravaganza, let alone the expense.
Mm.
I did wonder, with his stargazing, about taking Phil to the planetarium.
He'd like that.
But you know how he feels about London.
It's not on his top 10 places to visit, is it?
I don't think it's on his top 10,000. And I'd really like something the whole family could be involved in. The grandchildren, Chris.
Just not a party?
Not really.
How about, what do they call it? The National Space Centre.
Ooh. Didn't Josh have a school trip there?
Last year, yeah. And he loved it.
And he wouldn't mind going back?
Well, it's not up to him, is it? It's Phil's trip. But Josh was full of it when he came back.
Feels like a big kid with this telescope of his.
We could look it up on the web when we get back, if you like.
Thank you. That sounds very promising.
Oliver gone?
Yes, poor chap. I didn't really know what to say.
There, but for the grace of God.
I know. Finished the letter?
Yeah. What do you think? The new stuff's mainly on the second page.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the key thing.
What?
Well, that local farms should be growing food for local consumption.
Exactly.
Which would address one of the main causes of climate change, rather than worsen it through the extensive production of inefficient fuel crops. Oh. Pen?
Happy to sign, then?
Certainly am. Mm-hmm. There you are.
Thanks.
I'm going past the shop later. Do you want me to post it?
Oh, yes, if you don't mind.
You know what Dad's going to say, don't you?
There's no point. Why make waves? Let's just stick to what we do.
Do you think it'll do any good?
I don't know. Maybe not. But I can't just stand by and do nothing.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davies and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.